You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
On a day marked by wild gyrations of the Sensex and Nifty, the benchmark indices managed to end Tuesday on a positive note. Both Sensex and Nifty ended the trading session about 0.15% above their previous close. Tata Steel, Mahindra & Mahindra, JSW Steel, and Tata Motors emerged as the top gainers on Tuesday. Have you invested in a small cap fund? Or looking at the high rate of return, have you been tempted to? Market regulator SEBI put small cap and mid cap funds under a stress test to check if they can handle a large sum of money, especially in a space which tends to have less liquidity. But what was the need for this? Mint Money's Neil Borat and Jesh Kriplani explains the move. Over the last 2 years, assets under management for small cap mutual funds have more than doubled. This, coupled with an average return value of more than 45%, raised concerns with the regulator. SEBI asked small cap funds to rank companies under their management in descending order of liquidity. Days to liquidation vary from 12 days for 50% liquidation for smaller funds to 60 days for larger ones. Neil and Jesh also tackle questions around the methodology of the stress test and whether you as a small cap investor should be worried. Tata Sons, the parent entity of India's premier software services company, Tata Consultancy Services, is reportedly planning to offload 23.4 million shares through block deals. The shares are to be sold at a price of 4,001 rupees each, totaling at an estimated 9,300 crore rupees, or about $1.1 billion, as per a Bloomberg report. Tata Sons own more than 72% of TCS, which has seen its share value increase by 30% over the last year. This strategic sales is speculated to be a maneuver by the Tata Group to bypass the need for a public market listing for Tata Sons. Such listing is a requirement set by the Reserve Bank of India for upper-layer non-banking financial companies to be listed on stock exchanges. The issue of electoral bonds is more layered than it was initially understood. Days into SBI releasing details of donations made by corporations to political parties, the data keeps on throwing up surprises. Mint's Varun Sood unpacks more of it in this next story. Megha Engineering and Infrastructures Limited, a prominent player in India's infrastructure sector, finds itself at the center of a puzzling discrepancy about its political donations made through electoral bonds. According to Megha Engineering's last annual report, the company purchased electoral bonds worth 280 crore rupees. However, the Election Commission's data tells a different story. The Commission's data shows Megha and its subsidiary, Evi Trans, together only bought bonds totaling to 199 crore rupees in FY23. This discrepancy raises serious questions about the accountability of such instruments meant to channel money anonymously to political parties. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court, which deemed electoral bonds illegal in a landmark judgment last month, has told the State Bank of India to disclose all details. This includes the date of purchase and redemption, the name of the purchaser and recipient, denomination, and alphanumeric numbers and serial bonds. Mint's legal correspondent Krishna Yadav reports on the Supreme Court's strict and no-nonsense approach towards electoral bonds. What's common between Sachin Tendulkar in the early 2010s, Muhammad Ali in the 80s, and Roger Federer in the late 2010s? They were all past their prime, but were still going on. Now, what if I told you a similar analogy that can be drawn in the stock market with giants like HDFC, Hindustan Unilever, and Asian Paints? These companies were once the stalwarts of equity markets, with a widespread belief that investing in them was a surefire win. However, everything has an expiration date. In 2023, for the first time, shares of HDFC, HUL, and Asian Paints all lagged behind the Nifty 50's impressive 20% increase. While Asian Paints saw a modest 10% rise, HDFC Bank climbed by only 5%, and HUL grew a mere 4%. Mint's national editor, Abhishek Mukherjee, offers an in-depth analysis of the downturn experienced by these once iconic stocks. New Delhi-based Azure Global Power, a renewable energy firm listed on the New York Stock Exchange, is considering strategic moves, including selling a stake to a partner. People familiar with the development told Mint's policy bureau chief, Utpal Bhaskar, that the company is even mulling selling the entire business. Originally listed on the NYSE in 2016 and subsequently delisted in 2023, Azure Power has significant investment from Canadian pension funds, CDPQ, and Ontario Municipal Employee Retirement System, who own 53.4% and 21.4% of the company, respectively. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us your feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.